Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Cheating. That's what Raven did. He cheated at camping.
No, it's not a real thing.
That's what everybody said online.
You can't cheat at camping.
I didn't know if it was a real deal or not, so when you were talking about it, I kind of just let it brush off my shoulders. I was like, whatever. He wants to sleep in his car. Whatever makes him happy. But then everybody started getting really mad and saying that you cheated at camping.
Here's the thing. Me and my group of man friends, we have been going camping twice a year for probably, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years at this point. It's been a long time, right? We've been in the roughest of conditions. And we're talking single burner propane stove. We're talking cooking right off the fire there, Anna, with hot dogs and some beans, and we didn't even have a can opener. All right, like, we've done some serious work before, but this past time I slept in my van. I've got a company van. It's getting ready to go to scrap in a couple times, and as an act of nostalgia, I was like, you know what, I've never slept in this thing, never crashed in this thing once, so I decided to sleep in the van this time. I was not the only one that car camped, by the way. One of my other buddies did, and the rest of the guys stayed in the tents.
All right, so let's make sure we understand the situation. You're man camping with your guy friends that you go with all the time.
That's
now,
right.
Normally, you all sleep in tents.
Correct.
Like a normal camping situation would be.
Yeah.
But this time, you have decided that the van is more comfortable. Now, you didn't just sleep in the van in the back, like on, you know, on the floor or whatever.
Yeah.
You made it super bougie.
Yeah. No, I put in a fatigue floor. Then I blew up my inflatable. I have a twin mattress that's like, but 20 inches in the air. So it's like Four Seasons. Like, you're doing really nice. You could go in there at the end of the night and then basically just be like, you know, barefoot. It was very, very comfy. I had snacks. Had my cooler in there. Never even took that out. I pulled up. I took out the movie screen, set it up like I always have to, the projector, the PA system, you know, normal camping stuff. And then I put out my chair and a table, and then that was it. The rest of the stuff stayed in the van.
Okay, now how about all the poor guys that had to watch you retreat to your bougie car tent while then they slept outside and had to deal with nature?
I mean, my friends also had inflatable mattresses, a large tent, canopy over their tent. I mean, we're living large out there, right? There's a charging station at our campsite. That's all I'm saying, right? Everybody has what it is they need. Bill stayed in his Jeep. The rest of the guys stayed outside.
Mary Jo says, technically no, but if other men are okay with his style of man camping,
yeah,
then we'll call it the new style of camping. Call it Raven camping.
What if I had a trailer?
Fake.
I mean, what if I had that, right? I could have just pulled up in that. That's the same type of thing. There was a skunk out there, by the way, and we watched a very scary movie. I was able to lock my doors. Can't do that in your tent.
Yeah. Again, we asked on social media, is it really camping if you sleep in your car? Lisa says, yes. If it's not the Hilton, you are camping.
Thank you very much.
No.
Van camping is a term, right? It was a hashtag that had a lot of legs on it.
Yeah, everyone keeps saying car camping is a thing. Car camping may be a thing.
Yes.
But is it what he did? Is it the same as man camping? And is it messed up that he left all his friends out there in the weather, whatever the weather was?
They're still my friends after this trip.
Yeah.
I've seen them since then. They still shook my hand.
Does it count? What do you think? And was it rude? 1-800-330-9999. Can you cheat at man camping? Because Raven did.
I mean, I feel like everybody is trying to cheat at something nowadays. Whatever it is you're doing, you want to level it up. That's all I did. I leveled up, and it was dry, and it was wonderful.
Instead of sleeping outside in tents with the rest of his friends when he went camping with his buddies, he set up the back of his van with an air mattress.
Listen, old company truck, it's getting ready to go to scrap. For nostalgia's sake, I was like, let me go ahead and sleep in this cargo area.
Did he cheat at camping? 1-800-330-9999. Mike.
Are you kidding me? That's not camping. I've been camping like 100 times. You better have a tent, a fire. Go out there and experience nature. In a van, you're just bumming a nap in a vehicle. That's not camping.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there and experience nature. Come on.
Listen. We had a gorgeous fire. We ate like kings. And then when I would go back to go to sleep at that point at the end of the night, I would just roll into the van. If anything, it just sped me up on the RV plan. And packing up when it was time to go, three things. I had the table, the projector, and the movie screen. The same thing everybody has when they go camping.
Right. Oh, that's completely normal. He's true, though. You don't experience nature. Like, you didn't have a single story about an animal that you were afraid of this time.
Oh, no, 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 no. The skunk was there. He was in the trash bag after our steak remnants. Gross. I mean, he was back two nights, too. He was definitely dangerous.
Gina, what do you think? Did Raven actually go camping if he slept in that van?
I mean, I feel like he did. I think camping is an experience. It's not so much about, like, are you in a tent, in a van, in a car, being out in nature. You know, at the end of the day, where you sleep, whether it's on a bed, mm-hmm. you know, on the ground, doesn't really matter. I think camping is just the experience of being out in nature.
Listen, I'm still doing laundry all these days later because everything smells like a campfire. That feels like camping to me. It was great.
All right, Bruno, what do you think?
This is a weird one. So I feel like it is, but it's not, and it depends on context. Are you sleeping in your van in the woods, in a parking lot? There's urban camping, there's glamping, but in the true sense of the word, did you go camping? I would say no.
Yeah, I was in the woods, man, with creatures. If you heard something scurry along the outside of the vehicle or something slap against it, you had to question to yourself, is that like a predator or is it the serial killer from the movie we just watched running off the generator? Having a massive big screen outside with a powered 15-inch subwoofer laying down the tones. If that's glamping and that's wrong, then I don't want to be right.
Well, that is glamping.
Well, I also had a T-bone steak and a Cajun marinated chicken, like nearly a full chicken. Oh, so delicious.
Heather, how about you? Do you think Raven actually went camping?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because as people get older, it's really harder to sleep on the ground and mm-hmm. sleep in a tent and stuff. So, yeah. You know, every year my friends and I go out to a campground and, you know, most of us have a camper or an RV or something like that that we sleep in. But, I mean, every day, all day long, we are out around the campfire, you know, we're living outdoors. You know, if that's just where you're sleeping, you know, you got to take your body into consideration. And I mean, you're still getting the, you know, the fresh air and everything.
I mean, so. Heather, what you're forgetting is that you basically said it in the first thing you said out of your mouth is that Raven is just getting older.
Oh, come
and
on.
And now you
Listen,
can't handle
it's camping.
Sleeping
if
in
I
a
can't,
tent.
If I can't go in the van and flush, then it's camping as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, what? No.
Yep. If I can't shower in the van, then it's camping.
I mean, yeah. 5 years ago, Raven, 10 years ago, Raven, you would never even consider.
Oh, now I can't get the RV or the trailer quick enough. I'm like, hello, I'm going to flush.
On our text line, John said, not camping. Camping must be in a tent.
What does John know?
I don't know. Ultimately, I think like it's kind of split down the middle, but you didn't truly camp. Next time, sleep outside in the dirt.
I enjoyed myself. That's what matters.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.